This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical, a nursing home history and physical, and Dale Raum. Last name Raum, Dale Dale. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was March 3, 2022. Comparative patient profile. Mrs. Raum was a 56-year-old female. Was here for rehab due to debility, and she's getting chemotherapy for endometrial cancer. I just was notified that she was my patient this week, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. Debility, endometrial cancer. And there's a past history of systolic heart failure, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. Ms. Raum has been diagnosed to have endometrial cancer, period. She had presented to the emergency department on December 4th, 2021 due to dizziness, and she reported heavy vaginal bleeding that started that afternoon while using the restroom in the ER, period. The record from there indicated that she was homeless and got kicked out of her hotel room where she was staying, period. When she was inpatient, she had a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, and that was in November, and showed an enlarged uterus, an IUD in the lower uterine segment, and septations within the endometrium, period. Transvaginal ultrasound showed that the uterus was 13.3 by 10.4 by 8.2 centimeters, period. The endometrial stripe was 8 millimeters, period. Tumor markers showed CA125 and CA3.1 and CA19.9, period. She had DNC and IOD removable and replacement on inpatient, period. She was then later on pathology found to have a grade 2 endometrioid adenocarcinoma, period. The vaginal bleeding stabilized, period. She received 7 units of red cells in the hospitalization in November, and her hemoglobin went up to 8, period. She also had been diagnosed with heart failure with reduced ejection fracture by cardiology, period. Her echo showed an ejection fraction of 40 to 45%, as well as grade 2 diastolic dysfunction and an anterior wall motion abnormality, period. On a new paragraph, on December 6th, she underwent hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo, oophorectomy, and sentinel lobe, sentinel lymph node biopsies by Dr. Sakar, that's S-A-K-R, period. The final pathology showed capital T, then 1, small b, capital N, 1, small a, grade 1, endometrioid adenocarcinoma, period. She also had complications in that she acquired COVID-19 on December 9, 2021, period. She also has some degree of lymphedema, had some cellulitis, which was treated with antibiotics, period. In any case, she came to Mission Point on approximately the 7th of January, period. She is getting chemotherapy, and she already had two episodes. There's another episode planned on March the 11th, period. Her white count was low, so it's going to be repeated on March 7th, period. Her oncologist does know about this, period. New paragraph. Her heart failure appears stable, and she denies shortness of breath, and there's slight edema, but not extreme edema, period. Most of it's chronic, period. She has history of hypertension, which is controlled, period. She had edema, and at one point in the hospital, it was 2.3. I mean, she had a hemoglobin of 2.3, period. Thus, she needed the transfusions. Currently, she's not dizzy and denies any chest pain or dyspnea, period. Paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, or palpitations, or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria, or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, no significant arthralgias. hemo excessive bruising or bleeding now. Endocrinopile urea polydipsia. Appear she does not have diabetes. CNS denies headaches, fainting, or seizures. Review of systems otherwise negative. In paragraph past history. Endometrial cancer as above, chronic lymphedema, chronic venous insufficiency, iron deficiency anemia, chronic systolic heart failure, hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, had previous hysterectomy and bilateral subpingoforectomy. Compared to family history, her father had cancer involving the bone, period. She does not know what the primary was, period. Her mother died of a perforated intestine, period. Compared to social history, she smoked long ago, but not lately, period. No alcohol excess, period. She did have rehab even before the second hospitalization. And records from her chemotherapist indicate that she was homeless. New paragraph, medications. Zofran 8 milligrams every 12 hours is needed for nausea and vomiting. Prochlorperazine 10 milligrams every 6 hours is needed for nausea and vomiting. Hydrocodone 5 milligrams every 6 hours is needed. Metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Ibuprofen 600 milligrams every 6 hours is needed. Folic acid 1 milligram daily. Ferrous sulfate 325 milligrams daily. Docusate 100 milligrams daily. Vitamin D 1,000 units. Vitamin D is 3,000 units nightly. Dulcolax, a positive 10 milligrams, one roughly every 24 hours is needed. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Ascorbic acid, one tablet daily. New paragraph, allergies, unknown. New paragraph, examination, she's not acutely distressed. Temperature 98.1, pulse 72, respiratory rate 16. O2 saturation 98%. All blood pressure readings have been normal. Between ones being 110 over 60 and 116 over 61 and 116 over 42. Head and neck, pupil deconiactive light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal. Extra ocular movements normal, ears normal. Inspection, hearing normal. Neck supple, no master nodes. No palpable thyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labor breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmur. She has chronic lymphedema. No calf tenderness. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no shoulder range of motion normal, no acute joint inflammation. Knees have some thickening, but no inflammation or effusions. Skin is intact, warm and dry, without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Raum, that's R-A-U-M, had endometrial cancer, which is adenocarcinoma, and she had bilateral hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, period. She continued with chemotherapy, period. Her white count dropped, so it will be repeated on March the 7th. In pair of two, she has Chronic systolic heart failure, which is currently stable, it's not clear whether it was mainly during her bleeding and anemia or whether it's persisting, but she did have an echo of 40 to 45%, period. She's not short of breath now, period, and she does not need a diuretic, period. She comes to us on no medications from the hospital, period. 3, she has hypertension controlled with metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day, period. 4, she's anemia and continues on ferrous sulfate, 25 milligrams daily, plus folic acid, 1 milligram daily. I will continue the current overall plan, and she anticipates chemotherapy next week, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.